Our free weather app will keep you up to date on the weather all the time with important push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Surveillance video shows a group of people stealing from a donation bin at the Goodwill thrift store on Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Goodwill workers say many items were stolen and the bin was vandalized. Police are investigating this incident. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man injured. Authorities say that shooting happened in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue around 7 o'clock last night. The victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And there could be big changes coming to Old Normandale Mall. Demolition started on a portion of the mall earlier this week. The owner of the property is expected to meet with the Normandale Association next month to discuss plans for the area. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker. All at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
President Donald Trump has revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan.
Paul Manafort denies all charges related to past business activities.
In Florida, students return to class at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Crews continue to battle dozens of wildfires in the West, including California's largest on record.
The U.S. Senate back to work after a shortened August break.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is dishing out rare criticism for Beijing over its territorial expansion in the South China Sea.
The Italian Prime Minister has declared a state of emergency after that bridge collapse.
An ongoing federal bribery probe into Atlanta City Hall is expanding.
Airbnb says 1 in 10 of its U.S. hosts is a teacher.
A toxic algae bloom that is killing thousands of sea creatures continues to plague the Gulf of Mexico.
The acclaimed Canadian painter Mary Pratt has died in St. John's at the age of 83.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up to show your appreciation for their service. 272-9228. First time callers, we need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the fresh market. $50 gift card for first-time callers, and then you have the Sweet Grape Farm Market gift basket. We will do that drawing tomorrow, and it is a great deal. I'm heading down there this weekend for sure. Reminder also, Fresh Market is doing the $11.99 slab of ribs on Saturday from 11 to 4 o'clock. They have 80 slabs. Hopefully they're going to sell every one of them. I believe they will. But it's first come, first serve, but they're going to serve it until 4 o'clock unless they run out. If I were you, I'd get there early. I'm going to try to be there around 12:30 after I finish my workout so I can enjoy my ribs. Let's go to the phones and go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Before I get wrapped up in my question, Can I get in for the Sweet Creek? I've called you before.
Absolutely, you can get in Sweet Creek. Give me your month and day of birth.
131.
Okay.
I have a question about non-disclosure agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they are, and I think I've got an idea about their purpose in general terms. I have been name-called on social media because I simply said I don't see the problem in them signing one. If you don't want to sign it, just don't work there. If you think it's unfair, and then I've been lectured up and down one side and the other about you can't enforce an NDA against a federal employee because government is not a business. Is any of that right?
That is correct.
Or what?
That is correct. But there are two non-disclosure deals. There's one that everybody in the campaign had to sign, and then they had them do it as a federal employee. I think that one's going to be a hard thing to do because they're working for the government. They're not working for that individual. Now, but I will say this. There have been some non-disclosure agreements that have been used in the White House saying that you're not going to write a book, or you're not going to do X, Y, and Z type thing, because
you know what this lady's, this woman's agreement actually said, or is that something that's kind of top secret?
I don't know what it actually says, but here's something that's kind of interesting, and maybe we can play it. But can we play that Omarosa thing? You want to give a shout while I'm talking to Tom? It seems Omarosa was taping people all over the place, and there just came out one of her being taped by talking to Laura Bush, and you can kind of hear a little bit in the tone of the way she kind of acknowledges something. She's trying to do it so she can capture it on tape, but that was during the campaign. And the question is, where is Omarosa sitting when she tapes this? Is she in New York or is she in Washington, D.C.? Because there are different rules on audio devices for those two places.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of amazing to me, and it's happened before, so I shouldn't really act like I'm surprised, but you can't really just say, well, I think it ought to be this way, regardless of what the law says. I just think it's a good business practice. However, you straighten me out, and that's not exactly so. But why do we have to name call to just say, no, I don't think you know what you're talking about, blank? It usually trails pretty quickly after they make their point, which that was not my main emphasis of my call about Facebook crazy people, but, you know.
It's something I've talked a lot about, Tom, and mostly because I've used to do it and I have done it myself. I think it becomes a point of pride. It's almost like personal to people. That's why they get so over it. Instead of saying you're incorrect, you blankety blank, how could you be so stupid? Especially when you're not looking at somebody face to face. It's easy.
Have you been reading my post, Joey? that almost nailed it.
No, I've just been on Facebook long enough.
I'm going to come up there with a non-disclosure agreement and get you to sign. So, anyway, you've answered my question, and I will gladly retract some of what I said, but I still think it's a good idea, and that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and, you know, here's my whole take on the Omarosa deal. Maybe we can go back to the clips from yesterday on there. Is that she is somebody that is trying to, what we call strap hangers when I was in Washington. She's just a strap hanger, and she's hanging on to somebody because she feels that they're going to go in a direction that's going to benefit her. And then when all of a sudden they fired her, and you know, she said, whatever they have, talking about my integrity, I want them to get it out there. I think they should get it out there because allegedly she was misusing White House cars, what's called carpet, and using it for personal things, which you're not supposed to do ever. You can only be doing official business with it unless you're assigned a car. And she wasn't letting other people, particularly blacks, she was not bringing in other blacks into the White House, which is what her job was supposed to be. And I think she got nailed because she is so loosey-goosey out there and so into herself. And then what she did is say, okay, instead of me having a high-powered, and she was making a bunch of money at the White House, instead of having a high-powered job, she's one of the highest-paid people in the White House, actually, then they offered her $180,000 a year to go somewhere else, and she didn't take that. And she did the book because she thought, well, I'm going to be able to get 7 digits out of the book.
Well, given the amount of recordings that are now coming out, this had to be the plan for a while.
Yeah, she knew something was going to happen to her.
Yeah.
And she...
Well, I heard y'all discussing that on either yesterday's show or day before yesterday. I can't remember which one it was. And I agree with y'all. She had this design in her heart all along, seems like.
Yeah, I tell you something, and again, this is so Washington, D.C. If somebody is showing some signs of lack of integrity or they cut corners and things like that, you want to stay as far away from those people as possible because they'll do something to you to try to cover up them cutting corners. And
I believe when I participated in court business, they call that moving the spotlight, or the big old fish in the bottom of the lake stirring up the dirt so you can't see.
Yeah, that's, I don't like that. But it really is, there's a different mentality that happens in Washington, D.C. And if you're an individual player versus a team player, those individual players can be very, very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate this call, and it's been a lot of fun, and I hope I am lucky, Tom, tomorrow.
I hope you are, too. Have you been down to Sweet Creek?
I rode by it the other day, and my wife and I had some errands to run in Montgomery, so we went on by, but I think we may just deliberately come up from Greenville one day and go there.
Is that where you live, is Greenville?
Yeah. Usually I'm Tom from Greenville, but I just went by Tom today.
Okay. Greenville's a very nice community.
It is. It's a real good place to live and raise kids.
Yeah, I went down and visit with Tim James down there.
Yeah.
Do you know where his place is?
He comes in and out of my wife's office.
Mm-hmm.
I know where his house is. Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's a beautiful house. Beautiful house.
Nice house, yeah.
But they're really good people in Greenville. I mean, it's like, was it the shrimp basket that y'all have there? Is that where that is?
No, that's Evergreen.
Evergreen, okay. But they're...
Yeah.
Turkey
is Greenville.
The people are so nice in Greenville. They're so very, very nice.
Well, everybody in Greenville knows that you're the celebrity and... You know, we have to treat our celebrities.
Now, don't
remember,
insult.
That's Tom 131.
Thanks, Tom, for the telephone call and making me laugh, buddy.
All right. I enjoyed it, guys. Y'all have a good show. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom made me laugh. Let's do the Omarosa piece here real quick. And this was a story from yesterday we did not get to, nor the Bernie Sanders.
Former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman says she will not be intimidated or bullied by President Trump. She says she's been interviewed for Robert Mueller's Russia investigation and is ready to give him any recording she made. Wei Zhejiang is at the White House with new allegations from the former staffer.
Omarosa is making a new claim that President Trump knew beforehand that WikiLeaks was going to release Hillary Clinton emails during the 2016 campaign. His personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Omarosa is lying. It's just one of many damning things she has said this week about the president, who says she is violating a confidentiality agreement.
There's a lot of corruption that went on both in the campaign and in the White House.
The next president of the United States!
Former presidential aide Omarosa Manigault-Newman says she's ready to provide special counsel Robert Mueller whatever he needs to expose wrongdoing at the Trump campaign and the White House.
I'm going to blow the whistle on all of it.
Hours earlier, the president's team filed an arbitration against Omarosa for breach of her 2016 confidentiality agreement with the Trump campaign.
I don't believe that I violated, but I'm going to leave that to the lawyers. He's trying to silence me, so what is he trying to hide?
So what is he trying to hide? Now, notice that what Omarosa is going to be doing here is feeding right into the anti-Trump narrative. That he's a misogynist, he's a liar, he's not smart, he shouldn't be in office. All the typical things, which what she knew is she, why she was saying, talking about Trump in one fashion, is it paid for. It got her money. The way she's talking about Donald Trump now in the Trump White House is paying her money. That's why she's changing it. This is one money-hungry you-know-what here. Let's listen to the second part.
Omarosa is in the middle of a media blitz to promote her new book, Unhinged, published by an imprint of Simon & Schuster, a division of CBS. In it, she paints President Trump as a racist who's mentally unfit to run the country. To support her claims, Omarosa has released recordings she secretly made inside the White House and on the campaign trail. In one of the recordings, staffers are heard strategizing on ways to deal with the potential fallout of an alleged tape where Mr. Trump uses the N-word multiple times.
We just want to make sure that we're aware that, we're kind of battle stations. So we're ready to go.
On Tuesday, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said she wasn't sure if the president had used the derogatory racial slur in the past.
I can't guarantee anything. Look, I haven't been in every single room. I can tell you the president has addressed this directly.
And Sanders would not answer yesterday whether she has signed an NDA, which is normal for staffers who have a security clearance. But sources tell CBS News that top-level employees here in the Trump administration who did not have a security clearance, like Omarosa, did have to sign a non-disparagement agreement to prevent them from criticizing the president or making money from their time here. Several former White House administration officials told us an agreement like that is unheard of, not enforceable, and totally outrageous.
We'll know in the fullness of time because they proceeded with that. 272-9228, we're going to be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping everyone had a wonderful summer.
With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. At Alabama Home Mortgage, also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I was thinking how funny that would have been if the mic would have been open. We're saying that.
Indeed.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes. Okay, let's pick up with some of these other things so we can, you know, get the whole show together today. Greg Jarrett has got a number one bestseller, New York Times bestselling book that's out. Greg, I'm trying to get this guy on the show. He's very, very interesting. But he's going to be talking about Bruce Orr and the Christopher Steele. He's an attorney, but he's written a book. He's a Fox contributor. But this is a pretty smart guy, all in all. He's probably not the most fun personality, but you can tell he's very, very serious. So let's listen in.
Among security clearances now under review, apparently, is demoted DOJ official Bruce Orr, as a shocking report uncovers more of his texts with the author of that anti-Trump dossier, Christopher Steele. In one, Steele seems concerned about Comey's upcoming testimony on Capitol Hill, writing, "Hi, just wondering if you had any news. Obviously, we're a bit apprehensive given scheduled appearance at Congress on Monday, hoping that important firewalls will hold. Many thanks." Orr replied, "Sorry, no new news. I believe my earlier information is still accurate. I will let you know immediately if there is any change." Okay, so what are these important firewalls that Mr. Steele is worried might be publicized?
Well, here's 60 pages of Steele's communications with Bruce Orr at the Department of Justice, and he is frantic that he is going to get exposed. In one text message,
they wanted it to be a secret.
Oh, right, because here's what Chris Steele did. He created a phony document, false intelligence. He hated Trump. He's on record saying he'd do anything to stop Trump. So what he did was he created this false intelligence document, peddles it to James Comey and his Confederates and John Brennan. And he's doing a lot of it through Bruce Orr. He realizes that he's going to get busted. Mm-hmm. He's going to get exposed. So one text message is, Senator Grassley has a letter and he's going to implicate him, Christopher Steele. Another one, he writes to Bruce Orr, Comey's about to testify.
Right.
And he's worried he'll be exposed.
So this Orr is going to be testifying on August the 28th. There is an attorney that is doing a deposition closed door with the judicial group today. Jim Jordan talked about it. And I think that's a setup for this Orr 28, August 28. It'll be interesting to see, does he show up? Or does he plead the fifth? Or does he actually talk? Now, this guy was the number four. He was the deputy to the deputy attorney general. And Orr was pretty big. So let's continue with this, and he's going to kind of bring in the Brennan aspect.
Because then it would expose the fact that the Democrats funded it and Hillary was involved, and right. That would have happened almost 2 years earlier than right now. Talking about the dossier, though, and you just mentioned Mr. Brennan got his security clearance yanked yesterday. Yeah. And one of the reasons, it sounds like the president told the Wall Street Journal that he holds him responsible for launching the whole Trump-Russia collusion narrative.
Right. Chapter 6 is how John Brennan, as CIA director, was the instigator of the Russia hoax. He did more than anyone damage in propagating false intelligence in the dossier. He's proven he cannot be trusted with national security secrets. He's leaked before, and he would be prone to use current intelligence to damage Trump and jeopardize national security. He should be nowhere near CIA headquarters. In fact, he ought to be banished from Washington, D.C.
Okay, that's kind of laying it out there the way it should be. News Talk 93.1 FM. Reminder, this hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Damn Our Show listener. Tip Tames, Danielle up front, Lynn, Greg, the whole gang. Go by and see them. You guys are buying cars from them because you know Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars means quality. Keep up the great work. Many, many family members have been, including myself, very satisfied with the products that they have. Come on, see them and thank them for being a sponsor of the Damn Our Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
News Radio. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is asking Attorney General Jeff Sessions to file a federal lawsuit against companies which manufacture or distribute opioids.
So highly addictive. People go into a hospital with a broken arm. They come out there a drug addict.
During a cabinet meeting today, the president says he also wants the Justice Department to look at opioids exported by China and Mexico. A jury in Alexandria, Virginia is deliberating in the fraud trial of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort. They're considering 18 counts of tax and bank fraud. Prosecutors say he hid millions of dollars in foreign income from the IRS and lied on loan applications. Manafort's attorneys say the government failed to prove its case. The loss of a music legend. Aretha Franklin has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. The singer-songwriter dubbed the Queen of Soul was 76. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our rain prospects will continue to improve over the next few days. For today, look for scattered storms to return in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will get one. High temperature today, right around 91. Tonight's low, 74. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms each day. Many towns will get wet. Daytime highs right around 90, lows at night in the mid-70s, and then on Monday, still a decent chance of scattered showers and storms. Our free weather app will keep you up to date on the weather all the time with important push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way. Dunn Duncan All-American Tire. Madison Avenue, two locations. Bell Road 1 and Millbrook 1, right behind the McDonald's. Where All-American Mike is. Hey, let's finish up with Greg Jarrett here. And again, he's got a new book out that's number one bestseller. I'm trying to get in contact with him, see if we can get him on the show, but let's listen to him wrap it up.
So the president was right to pull the security clearance on him?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're supposed to be nonpartisan, apolitical as CIA director. Brennan never was. He was an acolyte and sycophant of Hillary Clinton. He was using this false intelligence to damage Trump before the campaign ended and to help Hillary Clinton because he wanted her to be president.
Right, and nobody would ever know because Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, but then Donald Trump, as it turns out, won, and now we are starting to know more and more.
Well, as you pointed out at the top of the hour, it was very devious maneuver by Brennan. He goes to Harry Reid on Capitol Hill, and together they come up with this plot. If you write a letter to Comey, we can leak it to the media alleging Trump Russian collusion. Boom. And that's exactly what they did.
See, the setup. And I think that Donald Trump knows that, and they're going to go back and they're going to put these pieces together. Timing is going to be everything, and they want to do it at a point that's going to give you a threefer. It's going to discredit the Mueller investigation that had false starts to it at the beginning. That is going to have an effect on the midterm election. So you really want to kind of get past that Labor Day piece and get it somewhere in that September time frame, but not too necessarily close to October or maybe another shoe falling in that October, because it's going to make a lot of Democrats look really, really bad, particularly ones that just kept doing the collusion versus really investigating what was going on with the warrant and trying to stop it, basically, and trying to say it was, they were interfering with Mueller, and that's not what it was doing at all. And then the third part is that then you have to retool the agencies to get the confidence back into the public with a big old cleaning house, and that all of this started under the Democrat watch. And that you hit so many pieces with that. Now, Andrew McCarthy, who was a former U.S. Attorney, he is going to be talking about the new Mexico compound. And he has a little something to do with this, or a connection to this. It's kind of interesting.
One of five suspects arrested at that Muslim extremist compound in New Mexico is originally from Haiti and has been living in the United States illegally for more than 20 years. She has since been detained by ICE. This, as we learn about the compounds and the suspects' links to the Blind Sheikh trial here in the New York City area back in 1995. When you heard this name tied to this compound down in New Mexico, where allegedly they were trying to teach these little kids to become school shooters,
right,
you immediately made the connection.
Well, there aren't that many Siraj Wahajas, right? And the ringleader, evidently, or the alleged ringleader of this compound in New Mexico is the son of somebody who came up in our investigation back in 1993.
He wound up being on a list with people who could be potential troublemakers, along with Osama bin Laden.
Well, he was on a list of people who we thought could come up in the investigation or could come up in the trial. Turned out he didn't. We did not have to prove anything in the trial about him, but he actually did appear as a defense witness, a character witness for some of the defendants at the trial. The important thing, Steve, is he was a fairly renowned, I would say notorious, Sharia supremacist preacher at a mosque in Brooklyn that was very important to the trial because the Blind Sheikh used to preach there as well. And the ideology that they preached was that Muslims in the West should start enclaves or parallel societies where they both prepare for violent action against the host country and try to live their lives in accordance with their strict interpretation of Sharia.
Interesting. So this is the guy who actually prosecuted the case.
And it's a pretty good strategy in the sense that it sounds like it could be effective.
It really does. I mean, when we first brought this up, it's a tactic change. There's a sea change here. There's something different. And he's kind of saying, well, this was kind of the plan all along. So the question is, how many more of these things are hanging around out there? So let me...
By the way, I think a major band of thunderstorms is moving through.
I just looked at... the weather radar, and it's I just looked outside and then was at the weather radar. It's it is pretty serious. Wouldn't it be right when I'm trying to leave here too? Oh, you know, it is. Let's play the second part of this then.
And Andy, that's exactly what they were doing
right
there.
You know, lo and behold, so for 30 years, it's like knocking your head into a wall, because what we learned in 1993, if we learned anything in that trial, it was that this is an ideologically driven threat. Mm-hmm. And if you pretend that the ideology is important, if you try to investigate it without considering the ideology because of political correctness,
right,
you're always going to be behind the eight ball.
Well, their attorney says, look, these were just devout Muslims living out in the desert, practicing their Second Amendment rights. In the meantime, it sounds like the judge in this case has granted them all bail at $20,000. They're being held on a variety of other warrants and whatnot. They're not out, but still, $20,000?
Yeah, there's no Second Amendment right to abuse children. I mean, we have one dead child here. Evidently, nothing's been proved yet, but it's because of the ritualistic practices that went along with their ideology. It's not about people's freedom under the Second Amendment. It's about whether we have, I mean, look, this country's been at war since 9/11. And it's been at war with an ideology, and that has to be taken into account along with the other evidence that they find in the compound.
McCarthy's pretty spot on in these things. I have a lot of respect for him, and he used to do everything by Skype, but he was so good that they actually bring him into New York to go to do shows. I'm not sure where he's based out of. I think it was Virginia, but I'm not sure of that. But this guy is pretty credible. But this is something that is a difference, something different out there, and we always want to look for things that are different. Now let's bring in to Bernie Sanders from yesterday.
Bernie.
See if we can redirect Bernie here.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won his state's Democratic primary last night, but he will run as an independent for re-election in November. What do you think about this history in the gubernatorial race? Christine Hellquist, the first transgender...
Well, I think it says that in Vermont, we look at the ideas that people have, not their sexual orientation. And I hope that that concept is spreading all over the country, and I think it is, and I think it's a good thing.
Tell me about the Democratic Party right now, the ideas that are winning the day. Some of your candidates have won, some of them have lost. What's happening in the Democratic
Party? I think two things are happening, John. Number one, the ideas that we have been fighting for, ideas that I think make sense to the needs of working families, I think those ideas are spreading all over the country and have more and more support. If you look at the issues like Medicare for all, should we end the embarrassment of being the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people? Poll after poll says, yeah, we should move in that direction. Should we give tax breaks to billionaires, which is what Trump wants, or demand that the wealthy and large corporations start paying their fair share of taxes? That is what the American people want. Should we move toward raising the minimum wage? Now a starvation wage of $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour. That's what the American people want. So what I'm seeing, John, is all across this country, people are saying we want a government that represents all of us, not just the billionaire class and wealthy campaign contributors.
So here he's talking his stuff again. I don't know why this thing is not sending here. What is going on? Having a hard time.
Bernie.
So Bernie is kind of carrying that. And tell me in your opinion here, when Bernie is saying these type of things, is he only speaking to a narrow sliver of a population, or do you think that base he's got is much bigger?
No, I think when you keep it to the bumper sticker, I think it can resonate. I mean, who doesn't want, like, you know,
free stuff,
free health care, and tax the billionaires? It's just, I mean, I think it's asinine, but I think he's good at messaging. And the reason this ideology or strains of it has won around the world in so many times because it does offer people something that is worthwhile, but I think it lacks the nuance of understanding how we actually provide these things in an effective way.
Well, what amazes me is he'll always throw out the stuff of every industrialized nation. Well, every industrialized nation does not have the population makeup that we do,
right,
which is part of the problem. We have such a diverse population, and we have a portion of our population that comes to the table unhealthy. And they're, because they're not eating right and this kind of stuff, you go take a big chunk, say 13-15% of a population, and have them where they're not that healthy, or they're not doing healthy things, then you're going to have more medical costs that are there. But we've got the greatest medical operation in the world. And that's why when I was at MD Anderson, you know, I would meet people all the time from London or Canada, Saudi Arabia, different places like that, that had gotten cancer, and they went to MD Anderson to get it fixed. Let's listen to the second part of this.
Tell me about the Democratic Party and how they balance these two things. They've got to win in 2018 in districts where the idea of Medicare for all and the cost of that is a little too much for maybe the voters in those suburban swing districts. The idea of free college, they hear the numbers racking up in terms of the federal deficit. On the other hand, you talk about this energy inside the Democratic Party. So how does the Democratic Party balance those two things?
Well, I think what is happening is there is a whole lot of energy. And I think what you're seeing all across this country is not only progressives winning and losing occasionally, but what you are seeing is people running for office for the first time. You're seeing women, people of color, young people getting involved in politics in, frankly, a way that we have not seen for a long, long time. I think that's good for America. I think that's good for the Democratic Party. 4 years ago, let me say this. In the midterm elections, we had the lowest voter turnout in 70 years. What the Democrats got to do is excite people, get young people, working people to the polls. If they do that, I think we're going to do just fine.
I was going to ask you about leadership, because one target for the Republicans and for the president, obviously, is Nancy Pelosi. Even some Democrats say that she needs to go. Her response is, they come after me because I'm effective. Is she an effective leader?
Yeah, I think Nancy has done a good job. Let me say what she may not say. I think it's also the fact that she's a woman. I think they have demonized her. The Republican Party is bankrupt intellectually. They are not going to campaign on their views of giving tax breaks to billionaires and cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So they have to come up with some demon. I guess their demon now is Nancy Pelosi.
And she's a woman. Let me tell you, they're going to campaign on those tax cuts. They're going to campaign on the economy. I clearly got that from Larry Kudlow and what he was saying. But this is what happens is he lives in this kind of false universe. And it just doesn't play that well. And nobody ever challenges him. Nobody ever challenges him. Because he doesn't, you know, when he's talking about universal health care, he's talking about, man, I think you have a third clip on Bernie before we go to that.
Yes.
I'm also sending you a...
Well, we recently talked about leadership. We recently asked a panel of millennials, which you are very popular with the millennials, who they think is a Democratic leader, who is a party leader, and they couldn't come up with an answer. Does that concern you or surprise you?
No, it doesn't concern me. Look, I think at the end of the day, we are 50 states in this country. And what gratifies me very, very much is somebody who's gone around this country, who's been to state after state, trying to see that we can elect progressive Democrats, is I am seeing an energy level that I have not seen before. So I'm less worried about people on top than I am about seeing young people and working people get involved. And that is happening, Gail.
Let me ask you a quick question about those young people. Democratic socialism is appealing to some of them who are also might be interested in the Democratic Party. The idea of socialism versus capitalism, does that conversation need to be more in the present, in the forefront?
I think media makes a bigger deal of it than it should. Look at the issues. Should every American have health care as a right at a time when we spend twice as much per capita on healthcare as any other country, have the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs, and 30 million people have no health insurance? That is a disastrous system. Of course we need to move to Medicare for all. Should, at a time we're in a competitive global economy, we make public colleges and universities tuition-free? The answer is yes. Look at the issues out there. But I will also say this, John. I think that there is growing resentment, not only among young people, who in many cases are going to have a lower standard of living than their parents, I think that there is an understanding or something fundamentally immoral and wrong about a nation in which we have three people who own more wealth than the bottom half of the American people. That does not make sense.
News Hour 93.1, there's our socialist.
He's such an asshat.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Did you get a second email from me, Brennan, too? Yep. You may want to load that up. There's a piece, it's a real long, I couldn't divide it, but the first part of it is what we need to do. Let's get to the Omarosa Laura Trump gig here.
All right, give me one second.
Oh, I'm sorry, can not two at the same time?
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'm going to remind people that Fresh Market is doing the slab of ribs cooked for $11.99 Saturday from 11 to 4. They have 80 slabs, so it's either 4 o'clock or they sell the 80, and that's what it is. I would suggest you get there early. They wrap them in aluminum foil. They stay really warm in there. So you can get them, or you can go by and put your order in and pay for it, then come back and pick them up at a later time if that is more convenient for you. And they are absolutely spectacular. I'm going to be munching on them on Saturday. I will be there at 12:30 to pick mine up. I'm going to go get them pre-ordered in, but I'll be hanging around about 12:30 to pick up some other things that we're going to be having for dinner during the week. So can we get to the Omarosa end that?
Yes,
or is it one at a time?
I was amping this up and about to save it. It's taking a while. You're right. This is
long. Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't cut it. So I just took the whole thing.
It's very long. And, I am... There's a lot of stuff and things that Donald Trump does that aggravate me, but listening to Bernie Sanders, my goodness, I'm sitting over here stewing.
Yeah, you were getting a little mad at that.
Yeah, just a bit. I guess there's a clear difference in where my priorities are. I think Bernie is way off. But yeah, we're ready for the Omarosa.
Okay, let's hear the Omarosa piece. I have not heard them talk.
Obviously, with like the New York Times article and stuff,
what's the New York Times article?
Anything.
So they're talking salary and job requirement.
And obviously this was after she had been let go.
Yeah, this doesn't make, like, okay, good for you, Omarosa.
And was she taping it in Washington, D.C.? Because I think the law is different. In New York, you can do two-party taping without the other party knowing. So let's pick up the Brennan piece here as we kind of go out. This was an interview right after he got his security clearance yanked. And so I'm going to try to, we may have to start and stop that. Is that okay, Joey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's listen to Brennan.
We are now joined by former CIA Director John Brennan. This is his first reaction since learning today that his security clearance has been stripped by President Donald Trump. Director Brennan, thank you for joining us. Just your first reaction.
Well, Nicole, I just pushed out a tweet expressing my concern about what I think is a politically motivated action by Mr. Trump. And
let me read that. Let me read that, Director. Let me read it. Let me read it for all of our viewers and anyone in their car who can't see that we put it up on the screen. You just tweeted, "This action is part of a broader effort by Mr. Trump to suppress freedom of speech and punish critics. It should gravely worry all Americans, including intelligence professionals, about the cost of speaking out. My principles are worth far more than clearances. I will not relent."
Yeah, and that basically is the essence of my reaction. I do believe that Mr. Trump decided to take this action, as he's done with others, to try to intimidate and suppress any criticism of him or his administration. And revoking my security clearances is his way of trying to get back at me. But I think I have tried to voice the concerns of millions of Americans about Mr. Trump's failures in terms of fulfilling the responsibilities of that sacred and solemn office of the presidency. And this is not going to deter me at all. I'm going to continue to speak out. But I am very worried about the message that it appears that Mr. Trump is trying to send to others, and including those that currently hold security clearances within the government. I think he included Bruce Orr, a current Department of Justice official, among those whose clearances he's reviewing. Is this an effort to try to cow individuals, both inside and outside of the government, to make sure that they don't say anything either that is critical of Mr. Trump or with which he disagrees? And
okay, remember that what Brennan does is the deceptive play is what he is doing is exactly what he's accusing someone else of doing. So what he was trying to do is intimidate people by making the statements that he was. That's exactly, I mean, it's what he's accusing someone else of, that's what he's doing. Let's just roll a little more tape of this.
Of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years during my CIA and national security career. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Yeah, you did, or in the Obama administration.
I do believe that all Americans really need to take stock of what is happening right now in our government and how abnormal and how irresponsible and how dangerous these actions are.
That was Nicole Wallace that was asking the question. Does she sound like she came from the Kool-Aid stand right there? I mean, you know he's an NBC contributor, but man, that was no guts in that. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, I want to thank you. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.